Jesus said, "Blessed are the persecuted," and they are suffering big time right now. This is Bible League International, and 19-year-old Aria was beaten by her own father and violated by local authorities. You know what her crime was? Simply that she gave her life to Jesus Christ after leaving radical Islam. They need Bibles in order to endure and persevere. And that's why Truth Network and Bible League are teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 persecuted believers around the world at $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Word 800 yes word or give at truthnetwork.com.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top Six.
Number six.
Just read four chapters a day. It'll be done in a year. And that's if you give one day off a week. Just read basically three chapters a day, 7 days a week. You'll almost finish the entire Bible. But if you read four a day, you get a couple days off. Aim for four chapters a day. That's all. Okay, it'd be fine. You could read one book in Genesis, one book in Isaiah, or one chapter that is in Isaiah, one chapter in Matthew, one chapter in Romans. Just keep a record so that you go through.
Number five.
Most people believe in the literal 1,000 years. I believe that it's figurative period that we're in now. That position is just as old as the Christian church is. It's not the dominant one here in America, though it used to be the dominant one in America, as things shift. And so generally when I talk about this with people, I want them to understand that if they disagree, that's fine. But then I show them the reasons I hold the position, and usually their eyebrows just kind of ratchet up. They've never heard some of this stuff before.
Number four.
In amillennialism, how is Satan already bound?
The position held by the amillennialists is that the binding of Satan does not mean he can't do anything. As it says in Revelation 20, he's bound so that he will not deceive the nations anymore. That's one of the bindings. Now, there's another form of it that's spoken of by Jesus in Matthew 12, 22 through 32, where he says, in order to cast out demons, the first strong man must first be bound. This is what Jesus says in Matthew 12, 22, 32, and then he references the devil. So, the logical implication is that Satan was bound at that time, at the time of Christ. A lot of people are not familiar with that, and so that's one of the supports used in the amillennial position. But again, it does not mean that he can't do anything bad. It just means he's bound from doing certain kinds of things.
Number three.
But it says in Deuteronomy 27, 26, cursed is he who does not confirm the words of the law by doing them. And all the people mm-hmm. shall say amen. And we know that the right. law in Leviticus 19, 18, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Right.
Are you loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength?
Yes, to the best of my ability.
Okay, so the answer is no, you're not. Because you're not doing it on the level of Jesus, are you?
Because Yeshua was the living Torah. He was a perfect man.
Okay,
I'm not a perfect
you're not
person.
Listening. You're not keeping the law on the level of Jesus. It took about a minute to get you to admit that. Then the law says that you're supposed to obey it. Deuteronomy 27, 26. The law says you're supposed to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I'm asking you, is it the case that you are loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength?
Yes, I am, to the best of my ability.
No. You don't say, yes, I am, to the best of my ability, because that's not even true. That's a lie. You don't do it to the best of your ability.
Number two.
Yes, you do, because
no,
we are
you're
not.
Lying. You are lying.
I'll
show you how.
6,000 years ago.
You're lying because there's always something more you can do to honor God and love Him even more than you always than you are. Because otherwise, you're saying you're keeping on the level of Jesus. Yeshua, which you said you're not. That means you're not doing with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You say you're trying, which means you're not doing it, which means you condemn yourself to your own state of damnation
that's your own law. That's incorrect. Because
it is correct. Because you're not a Christian.
You're right, I'm not. I follow Yeshua, and he did not come to invent Christianity.
You don't have to do, but you are lost. I'm just informing you that I'm mad, not. But you don't have your sins forgiven because you dare. You dare to add your works to the blood of Christ.
Can you quote me scripture on that?
Yeah, Romans 3:23, we maintain that man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Romans 4:5, the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. Romans 5:1, having therefore been justified by faith. So the Bible says that justification, this declaration of righteousness, is by faith without any works of the law. If you go to Galatians chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3, and Galatians 5, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, you can read those and you can see that anyone who would take any part of the law represented by circumcision is then cursed and doesn't have salvation, according to what Paul the Apostle was teaching right there.
I believe you're taking those out of context.
You don't know the context.
Read Matthew 5. Read Matthew 5.
You don't set scripture against scripture.
Right. Scripture does not contradict itself. It's clear. Why is Satan going to wage war against those?
Sherry, you're a cultist.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Y'all come back now, here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.